morning, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, the new broom party is slowly being whipped into shape by Boss Edwards. But it looks as though Squire Skimp's opposition party has stolen the march by taking most of the broom's candidates and by running politically potent Ezra Seastrunk against Abner for mayor. Actually, the new broom party now consists of only Boss Lum, ward healer Cedric Weehunt, Abner for mayor, and Dad Crockett for dog catcher. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, a national survey reveals that the cost of coals in work days lost is $1.5 billion every year. That's a lot of money, and it means a lot of miserable people. And that's why we say watch out for coals. And remember, do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that coal from taking hold. Now, the first thing you want is relief from the headachy, feverish, ache-all-over misery. And it's easy. Just follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be wise. Get plenty of rest, watch your diet, dress warmly, and stay out of dress. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for the raw, raspy throat, which so often goes with a cold. It's soothing and effective. So get a large economical package from your druggist. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as the Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. And then follow the simple, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. It's as easy as ABC. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store looking over Cedric's button-bedecked hat. Listen.
For the land's sake, Cedric, look at your cap there.
What's the matter?
Well, how many of them election buttons have you got pinned on that thing anyway?
Guess.
I don't want to guess. I can see there's too many.
Exactly 100. Mama, help me count them.
Well, Lord me, Cedric, no wonder we keep running out of them things. You're supposed to hand them out to other folks instead of wearing them all yourself.
Yes, Mama, I know that, but I seen Mickey Harrison with some in his cap, and he looked so funny with them, I decided to put some on mine, too.
Well, don't put so many. We want as many folks to get them things and wear them as we can.
Well, he had more than that on his'n.
Well, I don't care, Cedric. I don't want you using up all my campaign buttons for your own cap.
Match.
So after this, don't keep them all for yourself.
Reet. I said reet.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, that's what us kids at school say for uh-huh. Whenever you want to say uh-huh, you just say reet. Means the same thing, reet and uh-huh.
Yeah.
And uh-huh and reet means the same, too.
Sounds silly, though. When you've got a perfect good grammar word like uh-huh to use, I don't see why you have to go and make up some idiotic word like root.
Reet.
Well, whatever it is, root, reed, I don't care. Wait a minute, let me see them buttons on your cap, Cedric. Here, bend down a little, let me... Hey, doggies, I thought some of them looked different. Cedric, get them things off of there.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, some of them you got on there's for Ezra Seastrong. Look, right there. Says, vote for Ezra Seastrong.
Oh, yes, Mom, I know that.
Well, Cedric, don't you know he's running again me for mayor? He's in that new politics party that Squire Skimpler started up.
Yes, Mama, I know it.
Well, if you know it, what are you doing wearing them things then?
Well, I have to on account of Clarabelle.
Clarabelle?
Yes, Mom, she's Mr. Esri's daughter, you know.
Well, I know that, Cedric, but you're in our party, the new broom party. Head ward healer's what you are.
Yes, Mom, but see, I'm Clarabelle's swoon goon.
Huh?
Her study boyfriend.
Oh, me.
Outside of Gomer Bates, of course.
Match. Where'd I pick up a word like that?
Anyways, Clarabelle said I had to wear them other election buttons around or she'd check me off the list of steady boyfriends.
Dogan, you better get them buttons off of there before Lum comes back or he'll check you right out of that ward healing job. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I'm being fair about this.
Fair?
I've got exactly 50 buttons for Mr. Esri and 50 for Mr. Abner. Had Mama help me count them.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one on there that says I love my wife, but oh, you kid, but that one don't count.
Well, of course not. Nobody's running with a name like that, I know. I don't believe, though, you can divide up stuff that way in politics, Cedric. I think you got to make up your mind whose side you're going to be on it or get out of it.
Oh, well, huh? I'm actually going to vote for you, Mr. Abner.
Well, that's better.
It's just other folks that I tell to vote for Mr. Esri. You see, the way I look at
wait,
it,
wait,
if
wait,
I'm
wait,
going
wait,
to Clarabelle...
Wait a minute, there comes Lum, Cedric. You better hide that calf now, quick. You can't hurry up. Hide it someplace. Don't let Lum see it. No, because I don't know where you're the fella we want for a head ward healer or not. Hey, howdy, Lum. Did you get the lodge hall for a political rally?
No, that dad blame squire's done got it for his own party.
He has?
Yeah, the fact is they're using the lodge hall for their headquarters.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Now, how did Squire ever swing a deal like that?
Well, as near as I can get the story, it's like this. Tom Foster owns that building, you know.
Yeah.
And the lodge just rents the hall from him.
Yeah, I know that, sure.
So Squire's running Tom for street commissioner, and Tom sort of hinted around to Eugene Blevins. Eugene's head of the lodge now, you know.
Yeah.
Tom hinted around to Eugene that if Squire couldn't have the hall for his headquarters, Tom wouldn't let the lodge rent the place no more.
Why, them snake in the weeds. Doggies. That makes it look like the whole lodge is going to be back to Ezra Seastrunk then, don't it?
Of course it does.
Oh, my goodness alive.
That's one of the reasons Squire done it, too, I bet.
Why, of course it was.
He ain't missing a trick.
No, he's good. I wish I had him to manage my campaign.
You know, we've got a bigger fight on our hands than I figured even, Abner.
Why, sure, ain't no doubts about that at all.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Boss.
Huh? Oh, hello, Cedric. Excuse me. Got so worked up over that lodge hole deal, I never noticed you hardly. How's the ward healing going?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon. When are you going to get some of them handbills you was talking about? Them posters you wanted me to put up and all that?
Well, I thought they'd be here by now. Abner and Dad Crockett had their pictures taken last Thursday, and the printers at the county seat got started on their work on Friday, I believe it was.
All right, Dogan, look at there. There comes old Grandpappy Spears. Reckon what he's toting there. Looks like he might now bust in both ankles.
No.
Well, he ought not to be lifting such a heavy thing as that.
No, he oughtn't. Say, speaking of Grandpappy, have you got any idea who he favors in this campaign?
Well, he's in favor of me. I reckon. I never had to give it much of a thought. I know he is, though. We're such good friends.
Well, the reason I was wondering is because his woman and Ezra's woman is cousins, I think.
Cousins?
I naturally thought he's for me and you and our party till I happened to think about that.
Oh, that's right there. Some relates, I know. Charity and they all vary. They're kissing cousins or something. I forget what it is right now, but they're related. I know blood kin of some kind.
We'll have to work on him.
Yeah.
Do it gradual, though.
Gradual.
If he ever gets the idea you're trying to get him to do something, he'll do just the opposite, just to be contrary.
Oh, yeah, he's stubborn-headed, a blue-nosed mule.
Yeah, howdy.
Well, howdy, Grandpap, old friend. What in the world you got them packages there?
Oh, let me set it down. It's heavy as pigeon-toed anvil.
Yeah, here, let me help.
Keith!
Oh, that is heavy.
Huh? There's another one over there at Dick's place, bigger than this one, even.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. This junk's for you fellas, though. Printers at the county seat sent it down.
Oh, hot doggies, that must be the posters and stuff, then, Mom.
Yeah. Thing is, I'm glad to see that get here.
Yeah.
Hurry up, let's open them up and see what they look like.
Doggies, I'm anxious to see them. You know, my picture's on some of these grandpaps.
Yeah, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have drug this junk clean across the pigeon-nosed street, I know that. Told you something important.
Well, it is important. Watch out, Cedric. Here's my window. Don't
bend
clean
you're
over
not,
me.
I'm just trying to help you here, Mr. Abner.
Can't see nothing. Your head right there.
You know, I've been thinking about this mayor business. You have. Stop that unruffing for a minute there, Abner.
Huh?
Grandpap said he'd been thinking about this mayor business. I want to hear what he has to say.
Oh, yeah, sure. What have you been thinking, Grandpap?
Yes, sir, I tell you. We need a good man for that office.
Yes, sir.
A good man.
Yes, sir, you're right, Grandpappa, old boy.
Need a man that fits in with the time.
Yes, sir, you're exactly right, old friend.
A feller that knows what it's all about.
Reet, sir,
So I was just thinking if we...
Yeah?
Maybe Well, maybe I ought to run for the office myself.
Well, that'd be a good... You...
Get back to unwrapping.
Yeah, watch out, Cedric. Move over.
Don't... Yes, sir, I'd be just the man. I could swing the military vote.
Military?
Yeah, you take these fellas coming back from the Army. They don't want to vote for a war hero.
Yeah, watch out, Cedric. I've got to get it open. Oh, we can't move over. Lucky air, Long. Hey, look, Grandpa. Right there, that's me, right there on that poster. See me looking at you?
Let me see, Mr. Abner.
Watch out, Cedric. What do you think of that, Grandpa?
Yeah, see.
Yeah, I'll take a good look. That's me, all right. No,
yes,
handsome.
All right, I reckon.
All right. Well, it's wonderful. Ain't it, Long?
Yeah, I believe that looks pretty good.
No, me. Doggy, I do look good there. Wait, Elizabeth, see that. Will she be proud of me?
Well, let me see, Mr. Abner.
Well, get one out of the package for yourself, Cedric. Lots of them there.
Oh, this one's printed upside down.
Cedric, all you got to do is just turn it over.
Turn it around.
Don't try to stand on your head. It's easy to turn the card around, Cedric.
Oh, well. Now I got it.
That's the way.
What's that stick you holding in your hand there, Abner?
Stick? Oh, that's a broom. The new broom party. Make a clean sweep with Abner Peabody.
Yeah, it just looks like a stick to me.
No.
Can't hardly see their broom there.
They cut most of that broom off down there at the bottom. Cut my feet off, too.
Yeah, it looks like a old seven-legged goblin leaning on a stick, if you want my opinion.
Well, I don't want it.
Are they the ones that Dad Crockett took? Are they in here, too, Abner?
Yeah. I'll look here just a minute.
I'll say the kind of a man they'll vote for now is a war hero. That's why I think I ought to run.
What makes you think you're a war hero, Grandpa?
Well, I was in the Spanish-American War. Don't forget that. Got my uniform to prove it.
Oh, yeah. Here they are, Long. Yeah. Dad Crockett for dog catcher. See him right there?
Now, wait a minute. What happened here? Dad's got the net down over his own head.
Yeah, well, that happened at the photograph of the other day. You know, you said you want to have a picture of Dad in action like he's about to catch a dog.
Yeah.
Well, he held the net up, and just as they snapped the Kodak, well, the net fell down on Dad's head.
That don't look very good. I don't believe he's going to get many votes with a pitcher like that.
Well, that'll prove.
Why don't you have another pitcher taken of him?
We didn't have no more money.
No, sir, they want a war hero. I might start up a third party, the Army-Navy party. Put on a big rally at the lodge.
You're too late for that. Squire Skimp done got the lodge
sandwiches.
All. Got it all tied up to last.
Put it on in the schoolhouse, then.
They don't allow political speeches in the schoolhouse, Grandpa.
All right, I'll go on the radio, then. Fireside talks.
There ain't no radio station
now,
in
Granny,
Pine
wait a
Ridge.
Minute. There's Heidi right there. That's what we'll do, Abner. Put on a big radio program.
Well, Lum, you know we ain't got no radio station.
No, but we got a party line.
Huh?
And we can reach more folks over the party line than Squire can ever pack into that lodge hall.
Why, sure.
Hi, Grannies, we'll go on the air with the dad blamedest politics rally this town has ever heard.
Hooray for me! Abel Abner, the people's choice!
Well, apparently there's enough strategy in the camp of the new broom party to combat the sly maneuvers of the opposition. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, a sleepless night of tossing and turning makes the next morning seem pretty dreary. Well, why put up with dreary mornings when Miles Nervine can come to the rescue for those occasional sleepless nights? You see, Miles Nervine is a mild but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension and quiets overwrought nerves, which often cause a sleepless night. It's been making good for over 60 years. Use it next time you're jittery and cranky. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality product. Caution, use only as directed. So visit your drugstore today. Remember, ask for Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.